Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Yesterday, we took a one-day break from our reflections in Romans so that we could remember God on Memorial Day. Now that we are all back together, let's return to Romans chapter 1, and now at verse 5. To do that, I want to remind you that on Friday, we concluded our discussion on verse 4 with the title Paul uses for Jesus. In Romans 1, verse 4, Paul writes, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then, after a comma in the English Bible, he goes into verse 5 saying, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake. I just read Romans 1, verse 5. Well, there is a lot of content in this verse. What else is new, right? Romans is packed. But let me see if I can break down and talk about the content in such a way so as we can learn this together. And let's start by connecting Jesus Christ our Lord to through whom we have received. What the Apostle Paul is saying is that we have received, he has received, grace and apostleship from, through, Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the one who gives grace and apostleship. In the Greek language, the preposition translated in my Bible as through is used by Paul to mean from God. This is dia in Greek, dia. And Paul is fond of this in his writing. Listen briefly to three other texts where he uses dia. Romans 11, verse 36, for from him and through him and to him are all things. There it is. From God and through God. Romans 11:36. And then listen to Paul again in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. That was 1 Corinthians 1, 9. And by the way, there is Jesus Christ our Lord again. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9. And finally, to give you a sense for how Paul uses dia, there is Galatians chapter 1 and verse 1. Galatians 1, 1 reads, Paul, an apostle, not sent from men nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. So that in Romans 11, 36, 1 Corinthians 1, 9, and Galatians 1, 1, we also see that it was through God that we receive. God is the giver, and we are the receiver. And that's the same in our verse for today, Romans 1, verse 5, meaning God the Father gives grace and apostleship through God the Son, Jesus Christ. That is the full extent of the meaning here in the Greek language. And why does this matter to us? Well, that's a good and practical question. To find out, stick with me this week and come on back tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.